The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Conversation, how do you do? Seven after the hour. My name is Doug Steffen. My friend Victoria Keelan is here, along with my friend Kara Schillen. And you, yesterday, well, I want to first say hello. I've got a lot of input from the people listening in Tucson so far this week. So an acknowledgement. Hello. How are things in Tucson? The FM talk station there is a big, if you will, quote-unquote, sponsor of this program. So now let's move the attention. As people are talking today, Victoria, about the primary yesterday, you went to vote. Were there any problems where you went to? Where in New York do you live, and where is the polling place?
I live on the Upper West Side, and my polling place is a senior citizen center, which is about a block and a half from my apartment. And lots of volunteers, absolutely no line. Everything was really well organized, and I was in and out in about 3 minutes, so I was very surprised when I started seeing online all these problems with different polling sites. The scanners weren't working. The polling places were opening late. Apparently, some people didn't have keys to get into the
facilities.
Couldn't
even get in them. Oh, what the? Does that make you think? Or I guess maybe you can hear the tone in my voice of just basic bottom line anger.
Right.
There should be a system that is this convoluted when we spend as much money as we do for polling places and for voting booths and for machines, supposedly. So how did you reflect upon it when you started seeing all this?
Well, I was confused, really. Maybe this is because it's a primary, but I thought it was going to be all computerized. So I was sort of surprised when they handed me a giant envelope with a ballot that I had to mark with a pen and then put it into a scanning machine. That kind of threw me, and maybe just because I haven't voted in a primary in a while, I don't remember. But that seemed very lo-fi to me, so that kind of made me a little nervous. I don't trust that, because that to me is like human error is allowed right into the ballot.
But what it makes me feel like is that it's really working, and I really can. So you have one interpretation.
Yeah,
exactly. You have one interpretation. I have a different one.
If I don't see computers everywhere, I get nervous.
Yeah, well, so there you go. And that's part of your, that's a generational thing. Because you've grown up around, everything functions on a computer. For me, I like to make the mark, and I like to stick it in the voting box and see my number come up on the it's just a different experience.
Yeah.
So the problems that people are having. Let's listen to a podcaster named Michael Wilson, who talked about all the New Yorkers that not only had problems voting, but there were a lot of people purged from the registration rolls just as the primary was taking place.
54,000 Brooklyn voters vanish ahead of primary day, and it says, in a pre-primary bombshell, the city's Board of Elections was pummeled with questions Monday about how 54,000 Democratic voters vanished from the rolls, and it says, the missing voters are out of luck. Their names have been stricken from the records. Now, typically, this is the kind of thing you would see in the general election in November, so this doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But if I had to make a guess as to what's going on here, Hillary's cheating. What else would it be? Why else would all these voters just magically disappear? I guarantee you that some way, somehow, this will benefit Hillary. And the reason why I say that is because every single time there's been issues with the Democrat votes, it always benefits Hillary.
How many times has that happened before? I disagree with that. I have some angry Bernie Sanders fans who weren't able to vote yesterday. So I disagree with that.
Here's
everyone loves to say Hillary's doing everything wrong.
Well, Hillary knows the system as Ted Cruz knows the system, and Bernie doesn't really know the system, and Trump doesn't know the system, and you can say, well, they got to be big boys and girls now, they're running, but the system is rigged. And so under the circumstances, whether she really is responsible or not is a horse of a different color.
Why would she only eliminate 60,000 New York votes?
Well, why would it be there? How would you know? I mean,
right.
I don't disagree with your disagreement with this fellow in this circumstance, but there have been a lot of circumstances around the country where there have been the Ichiku Park faction is what I call it. There are too many coincidences, and 4 and 4 still make 8, as far as I'm concerned. Here's Jeff Waldorf, who is somebody that does a lot of posting on YouTube with a focus on the number of purged voters, and he doesn't agree with the last guy's numbers.
Mayor de Blasio is demanding an explanation from the city's Board of Elections after the purge of registered Democrats in Brooklyn has doubled from 63,000 to 126,000 people. They have been purged from the voter rolls. 126,000 people. Now, more details. Kings County, where Brooklyn is located, has seen a 7% drop in the number of registered Democratic voters between November 2015 and April 2016. But a new investigation by WNYC has revealed that the New York City Board of Elections actually purged 126,000 voters in that time period, which is a 14 drop within the last 5 months. Now, Mayor de Blasio told WNYC, quote, "This number surprises me. I admit that Brooklyn has had a lot of transient population. That's obvious. Lots of people moving in, a lot of people moving out. That might account for some of it. But I'm confused, since so many people have moved in, that the number would move that much in the negative direction." Well, that is kind of funny, Bill. Kings County, they report, was just one of 7 counties out of a total of 63 where the number of registered Democrats fell, while registration increased in all the other 56 counties. Doesn't that look a little weird to you guys?
Yeah. All right. The whole business about how you get to that kind of a number, how do you... That's more voters than in all 4 towns that surround the community where I live. So, I mean, that would be like there are 36 communities in my state, the state of Massachusetts. That'd be like just lopping off 5 communities, throwing them into the wind.
Right.
It's just unacceptable. You know what I just did? I'm sitting here talking about this, and I clenched my fists. It's that annoying and just plain wrong. So for those of you who want to know what the numbers actually are, Trump got 60% of the Republican vote in the primary. Kasich got 25, and Cruz, the loser, got 15. Hillary Clinton got 58 more. Bernie about 42%. She's about 58%. And I think that's what was expected. Was that closer than you thought it would be? In fact,
I actually thought it would be closer. Originally, last night, I was getting alerts on my phone, local NBC, local news alerts,
right,
saying
right.
It's the poll's too close to call. So I actually thought it was going to come. That was the first thing that came out last night between Hillary and Bernie. So I actually thought it was going to be a lot closer when they finally released the numbers.
15 past the hour on the Good Day program. Dennis, who listens to us in New Jersey, says, "I got on to the Super Beats program early on. I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is now great. Plus, he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his 4th month. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation, better blood flow, boosting your libido, boosting all the functions of your body. That's how you beat the odds," which is the name of the book, interestingly enough. It's been written about how Super Beats works. "The blood pressure solution you have been waiting for is here. If you have high blood pressure, call this number right now and order Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Yep, Shoot me with some beets, somebody said in a note that I saw. 800-655-4183. We've got to get you on these.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, I want to try it.
Yeah, we'll get you some so that you can tell everybody else is on them, and they feel the better circulation, getting the blood to your head, your muscles, to your body, healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183, or you can click on to DougLikesBeats.com for a special offer that's just for the people who listen to the Doug Good Day program. No matter what you do, get super beats and enjoy not only the fact that you're going to have better blood pressure, but because this works as it does, it makes your whole life better and your body feel better and you're ready for all the challenges. That's what's so super about super beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I've always had the dream, my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
19 after the hour. So comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Cody writes, the war is over for Trump. The Republicans are trying to steal the vote from the people, and it will not happen. People want what the people want. Trump has shed light on the perversion of democracy that has been laid upon us. Bernie is the same. I don't agree with Bernie, but the fact that Hillary is winning by a landslide thanks to the superdelegates is a disgrace. Amen to that. All those comments. Larry, I am really surprised that ultra-liberal New York voted overwhelmingly for Trump instead of Kasich. Of course, I'm glad Trump won, yet he couldn't win ultra-conservative Wyoming. That's odd. I think the suggestion he's making is fairly clear. Tim writes, it's amazing this country has had 4 years to find a leader, and yet there's nothing for the smart Americans to rally behind. That's an amazingly accurate, from my point of view. I would like to see, there's nobody that really excites me. Where are the really good leaders? Where are they? They get screwed out of the system. Where's Michael Bloomberg? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Coachella event, I guess that's the best way to... I find 200,000 people driving down from Los Angeles to Palm Springs to just go to Coachella. That's fascinating. How many other people came in? I remember when that little... Those of you listening on KPSI in Palm Springs, remember that little airport? I remember flying into that little airport 30 years ago. It was just a nothing little airport. And then when Meredith and I spent a week there this past January, and I went and picked her up at the airport, that's the first time I've been there for a long time. My God, the airport is as big and utilitarian as any medium-sized city, and I'm betting they were crawling around there like flies over the weekend because of all the attention for Coachella. What do you know about the history of Coachella, Victoria, in terms of how it got started and what's it for? This is a big music festival for sure.
You know, I really don't know much about the history, but it's become... I'm going to look it up, actually, and see how long it's been around. It's become such a big thing over the last maybe 4 to 5 years at the max. It's really become what it is now. I mean, it's just massive.
That was Ellie Goulding. Here's Gloria Phillips from the Hollywood Bug on Coachella.
Has become a punching bag of sorts among high-minded, pitchfork-reading music fans for becoming so big and mainstream that it's no longer a place to discover exciting new acts. In fact, Weekend One in India was like a heat check to see just how far Coachella could take that hugeness. Much like in 2014, the list of surprise performances was so long that it felt like a one-man, one-upmanship. After Kanye West's 2 surprise appearances Friday night, a guessing game ensued over who would turn up next. Would Kesha come out during Zedd's set? She did. Would Ice Cube reunite with N.W.A.? He did, and brought out Snoop and Common, too. By the time Rihanna did come to the stage during Calvin Harris's closing set to perform We Found Love, it wasn't much of a surprise at all.
Huh. All right, so we had Ellie going. This is Calvin Harris. What do we have here, Tara?
Yeah, this is him and Rihanna, which is the song they were just talking about.
Yeah. This is a massive hit for Rihanna.
This is a good song, actually.
It really is.
It's the kind of stuff I like to listen to, anyway. All right, crank it up, Tara. Yeah, good, good. Do we agree, the two of you, that Coachella has become too commercial and there's no surprise to it anymore?
Well, there's an official H&M clothing collection that's called H&M Hearts Coachella. So I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was just looking through the lineup, and I actually didn't recognize a lot of artists. But at this point, I mean, you have to basically be, unless you live in the desert, you basically have to be super rich to get out there. And it's just, I feel like it doesn't have the vibe that a music festival is supposed to have.
All right,
it's
here's
way
Bravo.
More about the celebrity, yeah.
Bravo TV's Dr. Tabasum. Talking about the great lengths some women go to prepare for Coachella.
Doctors have noticed an upswing in women coming in prior to the Coachella festival asking for Botox, lip injections, liposuction, and even tummy tucks. One New York City doctor reported that one of his patients came in, a single mother in her mid-30s, wanting a tummy tuck. She wanted to relive those teenage years wearing this crop top with a perfectly flat stomach. Another doctor reported a patient had liposuction on her inner and outer thighs. This woman dropped $15,000 to get this liposuction just so she could wear those perfect Coachella Daisy Duke jean shorts in time for the festival.
28 Yeah, good God.
Work like a Hollywood studio. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've had an opportunity to host a couple reality TV shows over the past few years. And one of the things that most impresses me about Hollywood is the work ethic of production companies. On a Hollywood set, if something goes wrong, people don't spend a whole lot of time talking about how it shouldn't have gone wrong. Instead, because of time constraints on filming, they just start plugging away at a solution. It's awesome to watch a bunch of people working in unison to solve a problem. What a great model for the rest of us. When things go wrong in your organization or your family or social group, instead of spending a whole lot of time talking about why things went wrong, try focusing solely on a solution. After all, we cannot change the past, but the future is ours to create. For motivation for your work ethic, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-600-1219. Stop living with pain.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Good day program, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We are thankful for all sorts of things. Every day I start my day with thinking about the things that I have to give thanks for, and I would ask you to do the same thing. It's a great way to clear your mind as you get started. Hit a little exercise, stretch yourself out, stretch your brain, and imagine what will happen next. In terms of primaries, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, I'll have primaries next Tuesday, the 26th. So what does that mean? Is there a convention fight, or is it over? A lot of people think it's over. Some people think the most important primary is, wait a minute, Indiana? It sounds strange, but Donald Trump's quest to secure the GOP delegates may hinge on how well he does there. And it looks like, from what I can see, he has a pretty good shot. Meanwhile, sort of behind the scenes, his campaign's top leadership has undergone some upheaval because he's bringing in more experienced political operatives as people see that this isn't a sinking ship after all, and maybe it would be worth getting involved. So does that mean he's the same as every other political hack, or does it just give him a better chance to see a clear path to getting the nomination? Which is, you know, maybe to a point you've got to acknowledge that the insiders are in charge and you better roll with them if you really want to put all your effort in the plus column. If you don't, you know, all this would be kind of a way. It would be kind of sad, even if you don't like Donald Trump, after all this energy and all this sort of outpouring of support for him and Bernie Sanders, wouldn't it be sad if they became victims of the establishment, which is really what most people are working toward. Trying with the people supporting them anyway, don't want the establishment. They want a change to the taxation. They want, it's really taxation without representation. Some of the people that are working with Donald Trump have quit because they were frustrated. Others have been thrown out because, you know, the shakeup needed to happen at this point in time because they were losing to the guys who know how to maneuver their way through the system.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I mean, that's really what it's pretty.
I think, you know, I've said this from the beginning. I don't think anyone is more surprised with Trump's success than Donald Trump himself.
I really do.
And, you know, I was always a fan of his on The Apprentice. I thought it was a great show. I thought he really knew how to control his image. And he can deliver ratings. And he's great at that. And I will never take that away from him. I don't agree with a lot of the things that have come out of his mouth, though, that kind of scare me.
Okay, so here's an example of that. I see Selma Hayek on Twitter ripped into the Donald because
this was crazy to
me. He said something about 7-Eleven instead of 9-Eleven. He mixed up 9-Eleven with the name of the 7-Eleven convenience stores. A lot of supporters gathering in Buffalo. I was down there. I watched our police and our firemen on 7-Eleven. I mean, okay, so...
But the thing, that's an innocent mistake, but the thing that gets me is the first line he says is, I wrote this down because this is so close to my heart. Huh. So he wrote down his comments and still wrote down 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not sleeping much, and I don't, those things don't bother me. But I think it's fun, in a sense. Maybe there's a wry sense of, okay, how many mistakes can you... Fine. These people are human beings. They're going to make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
But Selma Hayek was the one that most people were looking toward when she mocked his slip of the tongue. All right. So let's turn it over to the other side. One of the really good character actors of our time is Mark Ruffalo, who's been in some really good movies like Spotlight. He was an important player in that movie this past year. But he's a good character actor. And plays the roles well. And it's been interesting to watch him sort of age over the years. He kind of like a smart, punky kid when he first got started. Now he seems very mature. I'm going to guess he's about 50, maybe somewhere in that vicinity. And there was an unexpected sort of rain for those who like Bernie Sanders in that Ruffalo was able to get him aside and interviewed him. And as this thing has gone viral, a lot of interest in it this morning. Maybe we'll play a couple of cuts here of Mark Ruffalo, the actor, talking to Bernie Sanders. Here they talk about what it was like growing up in Brooklyn.
Do you recognize this place, Brooklyn College?
Well, I do. I grew up in Brooklyn. I graduated James Madison High School, a few miles away from here.
What did you do as a kid?
Our life centered around playing ball. We played basketball. James Madison had one of the best teams in the city. We played football. We played softball. And I'll tell you something. Yeah. This is interesting, Mark.
Yeah.
In those days, and I think it was a good thing, kids played it without adult supervision.
Yes.
So we made up our own games. And we worked these things out ourselves. I learned a lot about democracy in the schoolyards of Brooklyn, New York. And it was a great experience. And I spent a year here before I went to the University of Chicago.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Here he talks with Ruffalo and Sanders talk about the cost of going to college.
How much did it cost you to go to school here? Much cheaper than it is today?
I would say that is an understatement. What people forget is Brooklyn College, the city colleges of New York. These were good schools, and these are good schools.
So many famous people graduated from around here. Colin Powell, Ruby Dee, Ira Gershwin, Henry Miller, Jonas Salk went to City College, and he discovered the vaccine for polio. How much did they pay to go to college?
In those days, public colleges and universities were virtually free.
So that's not a radical idea.
That's the point. It is not a radical idea. We have countries all over the world.
I'm pulling the plug after that. it is interesting. The reason I wanted to listen to that is because of the names of the people who are from there. What America finds amusing, most of America outside of New York, is how many people have actually come from New York. How many people can say they're New Yorkers and contrast that, compare it to the number of people who can say they're Los Angelians. You can't, the two biggest cities in our country, what is really interesting and diverse. This, it, for me, speaks to how wonderfully diverse our country is. New York City is very tight, very close in, people living on top of each other, and there's practically no driving. Everybody gets around on public transportation. And the philosophy of people there is somewhat different and a little more hard than Angeleans. So, yeah, you jump on a plane, you go across the country to L.A., and what do you find? The place is spread out over 14 square miles. The county is the county of Los Angeles, second largest county behind Jacksonville County in Florida. In the country, it just it goes on and on.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Everybody
it
drives.
Is huge. Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
it's spread out.
Right, and there are very few people who can claim to be native Angeleans. Jennifer Horn is one of them. I don't know anybody else who lives in L.A. who actually was born in L.A., whereas people in New York seem to grow up there and they stay there. I find it fascinating.
Or we, you know, we meaning Jersey and Connecticut people, we can't wait to get here.
That's something to be.
And then we claim that we're from here.
Uh-huh. Right.
We own it.
What is there about, and the people who, the diversity of characters who are native New Yorkers, maybe not more noticeable than those who read the New York Times versus the Post, for example. The tabloid versus the, what do they call it, fold papers with a fold? I forget what the what is it? The tabloid papers have a distinct look, and then mm-hmm. the papers that I have that are the supposedly better papers have a fold in them. But I think there's a term that goes with that, and I don't remember what it is. Speaking of the New York Times, they're experimenting with blocking ad blockers. Their digital news operation is getting, I subscribe, and I don't like it, frankly. One of the 14 sources that I use here every day is the New York Times. And I don't, I'm not a fan of their editorial policy. I think the problem with them, and they own the Boston Globe, or I guess they sold it recently, now that I think about it, but in the Post, Washington Post. And to a point, the L.A. Times, is they have some obvious leans. And that's the problem with newspapers in general. There are people that are running these papers that lean them to the left and the others leaning them to the right. But the reason I bring this up is because the digital side of things, which is what most people are using now to read the newspapers, it's so annoying. I don't know if you find this, Victoria, or not. The ads that show, you click onto something, and before you, nanosecond, something comes on the screen, and you got to go, okay, and if you can find the X to click it off, then something else comes under it. It's just a damnable pain in the neck.
And I don't see it as an effective form of advertising.
No, it's annoying.
I'm not paying attention to what the ad is. I just need to get rid of it. So, congratulations for spending money on all that, because I have no idea what you just put in front of me.
Exactly.
An annoying challenge.
It's such a pain in the butt whenever you see any of the ads that I'm like, oh, well, this person is advertising on here and I hate them, so I'm never going to buy this thing.
Right. Yeah, it's counterproductive.
Yeah.
And it doesn't speak to the supposed quality news content that they have. So people are trying to block this who want to read the Times. 15 ads on the Times homepage yesterday. 15 ads. A banner ad across the top of the page that featured an auto-playing video, Ghostery, a tool that monitors code inserted in web pages to track user behavior, collected data for advertisers. These trackers, they get into your system, and never mind the New York Times, the ad's liable to show up at any moment. Never mind, if you click on it to get rid of it, then somehow or other, whether it's a cookie or whatever it is that grabs it, keeps it in your computer and will show up any number of places on your computer after you've checked. That's just wrong.
Sometimes it's a blessing and a curse, because we're trying to plan a trip to Sedona in August.
Great
and
place. You'll love it.
I've never been, and I'm dying
fabulous.
To go. Like, dying to go.
Fabulous.
So I've been searching on, you know, TripAdvisor and Place and Expedia, looking at different places. And every website I go on now, it pops up all these different places to visit in Sedona. And at first I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. My computer knows that I really just recently searched Sedona. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it is free freaky. So it's giving me new options. That's a good thing based on what I've been searching. But at the same time, I realize, okay, it knows everything about what I'm doing. So yep. it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is we're in the advertising business. I couldn't bring you this program every day if we didn't have advertisers.
Right.
So I'm not going to spit in their eye because that's how we do what we do. But yeah. The other side of it is, and I am wrestling with this all the time, frankly, how do we present the commercials in a way that are not going to be a tune-out factor? Mm-hmm. We have to shorten the length of the computer, the commercial breaks, and do different things, but we still have to get the commercials in. I understand they have to be commercial so they make money, but there's something about that and the fact that they grab a hold of the technology and then you have the continuum of all of this stuff in your face is just, it's more than annoying. It would be a turnoff. It is a turnoff. I use the New York Times website less now and go to the television. I like to start sort of with a pure and simple Reuters or Associated Press, those places, because normally they're the cleanest of all of them. And then, you know, you go from there and get a little more information depending on where the story was to either the national or a regional press. But it's extraordinarily annoying. Really is.
True.
Right. Having said that, let's have a few commercials. 46 after on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strained, dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
A new survey of American parents conducted by manufacturing industry leader SME shows it's time for moms, dads, and all of us to take a fresh look at an industry that's changing at lightning speed. Debbie Holton is SME Director of Events and Industry Strategy.
Half the survey respondents don't see manufacturing as an exciting, challenging, or engaging profession. The reality is, technological advancements in manufacturing, particularly in the world of 3D printing, have opened the doors to rewarding and well-paying careers with opportunities to create everything from aircraft parts to medical devices.
Thanks to a new international partnership between SME and TCT of the United Kingdom, those opportunities will continue to grow. Duncan Wood, Chief Operating Officer of Rapid News Communications Group, which houses TCT, explains.
The new partnership will leverage our collective industry knowledge and global networks to draw significantly more industry professionals together. This will help address the challenges of 3D manufacturing and drive even greater adoption and progress across all industries.
To learn more, visit SME.org.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
Newest exercise trend is giving spinning a Hollywood makeover. More types of exercise classes pop up. My daughter goes to a spinning class. I was doing CrossFit for a year until I hurt my shoulder. A lot of people I have a gym in my house. I had one in the old house. It hasn't been put back together in the new house. So I'm trying to figure out how to do it a different way because it's important. And especially when you have a lot of stress in your life, you need to be exercises. And both that's not good English. Both Meredith and I are avid exercise. There isn't a day goes by she didn't go to the gym or do yoga or something like that. She'd never done spinning. I've never really gotten why it is that spinning is so exciting. Why do people like spinning?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not on board with the soul cycle. It's like a cult. I don't know. I mean, people are so into it. It's very culty. And now this new version is starting. It's a new spin class that's launching in Brooklyn, and I'm sure it's going to be everywhere. And instead of an instructor in front of you, you've got an IMAX screen. So it's like a 3D kind of experience to keep you going on the bike, and it puts you in different vistas and everything.
Give me some great coffee, Abby.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. just get on a bike and go outdoors.
51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Past the hour. Yes. Tech Talk time. Greg Stammen, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here. And he and Victoria will save the day, save me from myself when it comes to talking about technology.
I don't know, Doug. That's asking for a lot.
Is it really now? Well, we'll find out how that works and what the latest news is from the technology space. That's what they call it, right? Now
it's the space,
technology space. In just a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
All right. So this is an interesting story, Greg, in that the internet is so influential on our businesses these days. This story may make you think again about that. Here's Chad Carter from Newsbeat talking about what happened when the National Environmental Research Council invited the public to pick a name for their new icebreaker. Listen to this.
The online boat naming initiative runs aground after crowd favorite Boaty McBoatface garners more than 124,000 votes. The Natural Environment Research Council poll closed on April 16th after receiving more than 7,000 name suggestions from the public. A $300 million British research ship could be christened the RRS Boaty McBoatface after the name blew all other suggestions out of the water. The boat is a 423-foot-long Arctic research vessel set to sail in Antarctica in 2019. The Research Council originally was hoping for an inspirational or historic name honoring an explorer or scientist, but after former BBC presenter James Hand suggested the boatface moniker, it seemed there'd be no turning back. The final decision on the name now rests with the group's chief executive, Duncan Wingham. The name in second place, receiving about a quarter of the amount of votes, is the RRS Poppy Mai, honoring a 16-month-old girl with incurable cancer.
There you go. Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoat. And, yeah, good, great.
Yeah. The only reason I got
social media at work.
Yeah, and I think that's part of most people. Technology is such a broad, sort of all-encompassing thing. We were talking earlier about the New York Times and the problems it's having with advertisers and advertising, and the stuff keeps popping up. Not only does it pop up when you're using the Times site, but there is now a mechanism apparently to grab your interest, and it shows up no matter what. I'm having all kinds of trouble with things that I have no interest in that were advertised at the Times, and I clicked it X to get rid of it, and the cookie grabbed it, and now it's all over my screen. Right? Okay.
Yep. Yes. So you know what they call that when that happens?
No.
They call that a Boaty McBoatface.
Oh, is that what they call it? Okay, good to know. Intel is cutting 12,000 jobs. So let's explain what Intel. Do we have the sounder for Intel? Whatever it is that when they put Intel inside your computer. What the heck is Intel first?
So Intel is the, you know, it's funny. The word just left my head. It's the brains of your computer, and I can't think of a technical term.
That's brains of your computers are.
I'm embarrassed to say that I cannot summon the word.
Motherboard?
Let's move on. It's the brain of your computer. The brain of my computer is not summoning
operating system,
what Intel does, which is very embarrassing. But it used to be that every quality computer had Intel inside, which is why we got so accustomed to hearing that sound.
Right.
We don't buy processors computers the way the processor. Thank you. We don't buy computers the way we used to. Mm-hmm. So. The demand for Intel processors has dropped off dramatically. It gets worse every year. Yeah. They're not inside, for instance, Apple iPads and iPhones, and they need
That's
to find
a new
way to build. Yeah, it's a huge problem.
All right, so they better find another business model, or it'll be gonzo.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.